Babbitt's Books in Champaign, Lincoln, and Normal, Illinois. Half Price Books in Madison. Did you raise your hand? Madison?
Madison.
Great.
That was it.
Our gig at Borders was canceled, and so we busked, reading Sylvia Plath as college students and skateboarders wandered by to listen and to throw change into William's typewriter case. While there, we were happened upon by the owner of a half-priced books on the west side of town, who invited us to read the following day at noon. We crashed at the home of Leigh Orff and drank some of his homebrew as a great thunderstorm rolled in over Lake Mendota. These were perfect conditions, as we all love storms, and Leigh is a meteorologist who specializes in microbursts, but who can give great color commentary on just about any size storm system. At Half Price Books, a small gathering of left-wing intellectuals affiliated with the University of Wisconsin each purchased several copies of The Unknown. We spent the remainder of that gorgeous Saturday drinking Gartenbrau up near the Capitol and playing Frisbee in James Madison Park with Brian Wilde. Dirk got humiliated in a poetry slam at the Cellar. Then we shamed...
I'm not sure if this bar was actually called the Cellar. It might have been the Cupboard or the Cell or whatever. Verisimilitude is here lost in another haze of too much information and good times. As was the case on so many of our stops, we regret the memories lost, but treasure those that we retain. Particularly those of Madison and our other stops in the Midwest. Good time, information and good time.
Too much information and good time.